Jack Sullivan.
Hello, my name is LaShonda. I'm returning the call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I just need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who is requesting the call back?
That's me.
How can I help you?
How do you spell your name, Rashawn?
LaShAW.
LaShAwanda.
Yeah.
Say that again.
LaSh.
Okay.
AWANDA.
LaShawanda.
How can I help you?
Did I say that right? Okay. I was, during COVID, I had filed for COVID relief. And received COVID relief for two sessions. Last week, I got a form that looked like one of the weekly forms that I used to fill out on the internet. And then I got a deposit from you guys into my bank account. Mm-hmm. So my wife sent me an article about the state of Alabama was behind on COVID relief, and she thought that might have something to do with it. But I'm like, who do I call? And I've been calling the other number, and I can't get in. Hello?
Yeah.
You still there?
Yeah, I just don't know who I'm talking to, though.
You're clipping out. How do I find out? I've tried to log in on my old password and not have any luck. But what number can I call to check on this?
You can call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524.
1-800-361-4524.
Correct.
Let me look at that and see if that's the number I've been calling.
I'm sure it is. That's the only other number we have when people have problems with their unemployment.
It's what now?
I said I'm sure that is the same number. That's the only number that we have when people are having problems with their unemployment.
Well, yeah, okay. I call that number, and it says to call after 5 to schedule an appointment, and it says everything's taken. Every time I call it at 5 o'clock, exactly on 5 o'clock, it says all schedules are taken. So how do I get in?
That's the only number that we have, so you have to just keep calling it back until you get in.
Really?
Correct.
Well, it says you don't get in, you just schedule a callback.
Correct.
So you just keep calling at 5 o'clock till it answers?
Until you get a callback appointment, until they call you back.
Okay. Can I get help logging into my old account, or is it gone?
That's probably a null and void at this time, since it was like from 2021. But you can call that number, they can help you.
Call which number?
The one I just shared with you.
Oh, okay. Okay, I can't get in. Last question. Can I fax in and somebody call me back?
You can do an email.
Okay. What's the email address?
You'll go to adol.alabama.gov.
Okay, adol.al.gov.
No, adol.alabama, spelled all the way out, .gov.
Okay, all the way out, okay. Okay, great. So I can go to adol.alabama.gov, and it's got an email address for me?
Then you'll go to the top of the page. It's going to say I am.
Uh-huh.
You're going to click claimant. Then you're going to go uh-huh. down to where it says request provide claim information.
Okay.
And then you'll go ahead and put all the information in, fulfill, you know, fill the information, the form out, and then you can send it that way to the email to them.
Okay. At least I'll notify you guys that I've received this information.
Right.
Okay. And that's probably the best way to contact somebody, right?
I'm not going to say it's the best or not. I'll just say that's another form, another way to contact them.
Okay. Okay. And then the only other way is to fax it in or email it in and what else? And call.
You can just call that number and put it on the website. You can do those two things. That's the only information I have for you.
Okay. All right, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling me back.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for coming to Alabama Unemployment.
Okay.
Fine. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.